Welcome to the Aversion Podcast. I'm your host, Zainab Yate, and I'm the author of When Breastfeeding Sucks, What You Need to Know About Nursing Aversion and Agitation. So in this episode, we're going to basically look at what the phenomena of aversion is. And I didn't cover this in the beginning because I want to set the scene, so to speak. So the phenomenon of aversion, I don't think happens in isolation. And by that, I mean that, as you've seen in previous episodes, we have predispositions. I think we have some possible risk factors involved. And we also have society to think about where you've grown up, how you've grown up, how you lived your life before you became a mother, and how your transition into motherhood affects your breastfeeding. But it's really important to look at the phenomenon of aversion itself, because that really helps us identify what it is in distinction to other things, like, for example, dysphoric milk ejection reflex and postnatal mood disorders or postnatal depression. So there is very limited data. Clinical literature is almost none, and there are a few published studies on aversion, and there will be more as time goes on. So at the moment, we have a study that I'd done. It's an exploratory study. It's in 2017 that it was conducted, and it just asked mothers about whether they experienced negative emotions when they were breastfeeding, because we didn't have anything out there at the moment in terms of literature to suggest that they did. It was something that just wasn't really spoken about or acknowledged in the literature, whether academic or clinical. And it was something that needed to be asked in order to establish any kind of justification for further research into the area. So from that study, the survey showed that there were indeed many, many, many women who did experience negative emotions when they were breastfeeding. And I grouped the kind of responses into some categories to help understand what they were feeling. And from that, we had that women experienced anger, agitation, irritation, sometimes even rage when their nursling was latched. And many women used the phrase urge to delatch. And so they had an overwhelming urge to delatch their nursling when they were breastfeeding, which seemed very odd given what breastfeeding and the close bond and connection that you ought to feel is supposed to do. It's supposed to make you closer, it's supposed to relax you, it's supposed to be rewarding, it's supposed to be comforting, and dare I say, it's supposed to be comfortable. And it just didn't seem like the case for these women. These women who experienced aversion were saying the exact opposite of what you thought or you pictured breastfeeding to be like. When you said the word breastfeeding in your head, you imagine a mother and baby, and they are relaxed together, and the baby's nursing comfortably and happily. And that just wasn't the case for these women. So what else did I find? Well, from the data and from groupings and analysis of it, I found that aversion can vary in onset, in duration, and in severity. So for example, when aversion starts for women, it can vary in onset. Some women get it even when they're breastfeeding a newborn, although the numbers were quite few. There needs to be a much, much larger study. And as I said, mine was just a very basic exploratory study to try and so show that there is some legitimate justification for further research into the area. There were different types of onset. So many women would link the onset of aversion to their postnatal menses starting, and then subsequently having their menses every month, they would experience aversion. Other women would know that it is actually on the day of their ovulation or the 2 days of their ovulation that they experience aversion. So the onset would vary in terms of the time in the breastfeeding journey and also what seemed to be like from some biological factors that could trigger it. Others, of course, would be nursing older toddlers or children and note that their aversion started much later on in the breastfeeding journey, which seems to be common in this cohort of women, and could suggest that for these women, breastfeeding or nursing aversion and agitation is a kind of biological trigger to start the weaning process. And the next thing I found was that the duration varied. So some women only experienced aversion once, although this wasn't as common like with aversion and newborn feeding, it did happen. Some women experienced aversion frequently in a kind of predictable way, and as I said, that could be linked to something like hormones or possibly in an external stressor, so something that happened in their life. And we'll go into this in later episodes. Other women experienced aversion almost every single feed. And this needs a lot more discussion, and it does need a lot more research into it. But for those women, I do have some ideas about why it happened, and I cover these in the book. So one of the factors here would be having to breastfeed through persistent pain or discomfort. Now, we're told that breastfeeding shouldn't be painful, or that breastfeeding isn't painful. However, for some women, it is just a fact that breastfeeding is persistently uncomfortable, even painful for them. And these women, I believe, are at risk of experiencing aversion. Sometimes that's enough of a reason, and personally, I think it is too. But there could be additional things, like, for example, having to have a nursling only breastfeed because, for example, they have very high allergy or sensitivities to foods, so they're very reliant on your milk. And this additional pressure and factor is something to consider as a risk factor for these women who experience aversion. So we have the onset, then we have the duration, and lastly, I found a group in terms of the data that showed the severity varied. So some women found they only experienced aversion mildly. So for that, they would say they were always irritated, or they found there was a kind of uncomfortable skin itching sensation. Others would experience aversion very severely. So the emotions seemed more severe. The intensity of the feelings during breastfeeding and the guilt and shame afterwards seemed more intense and severe. And that was mainly the findings from asking, I think it was something like 800 women that responded, about whether they experienced negative emotions when they were breastfeeding. And it was a big eye-opener for me, and of course when I spoke about it at conferences, it had triggered a large interest, because I think that people didn't expect it. I certainly didn't expect to find so many women that would come out and say pretty much the same thing word for word. And they were in different parts of the world, they were nursing different ages of nurslings, and from what I can tell from the socio-demographic characteristics, seemed to come from varying demographics. And so it was an interesting surprise, I suppose, and a sad one, because it meant there was more work to do in order to help these women. And that's where I hope we're at. There are people around the world conducting more research into the phenomenon of aversion to find out more about it. And at the end of my paper, I do question whether aversion is actually some kind of sister umbrella to postnatal depression, because some of the symptoms are similar. And I also question whether there are some other
plausible reasons for aversion to happen. And I'll go into these in a lot more detail later on in podcasts, and I do go into them in the book in a great amount of detail, as my theory about aversion is that it is a biopsychosocial phenomena, which means that it has contributing factors from biology, our physiological makeup in our bodies, mainly hormones, but other things too in our neurobiology. And it's also a mental kind of phenomena that has effects with our psychological health prior to motherhood, during motherhood, and what happens at that stage, I believe, does affect whether you get aversion. And lastly, it's social, because as I've already mentioned, it really does depend on how you came into motherhood and your transition into motherhood and your level of comfort and ability to maintain breastfeeding that affects whether you get aversion. So that, in a very short nutshell, is about the phenomena of aversion. So at the moment, from my study and also my research and my book, I don't believe that it is necessarily a medical condition, and we're yet to find out more about it. But I do believe that there are subjective, self-reported symptoms, so to speak, of this phenomenon that women themselves who are breastfeeding say, and that we have to take seriously. Okay, thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time.